Hey is Daf Lamed Hey. We are on Lamed Dalam Rebbe's second to last line, I believe.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're talking about whether or not they made chumras by kachim or by holy objects, or they made extra mila. So Amar Rava Afanan Nami Tanin. I also want a brice that shows that they made something that the Chachamim or the Torah itself has an extra level of stringency when it comes to these items. Second to last line. Amar Rava Afanan Nami Tanin. The pasuk says by the Paraduma. It says V'nasin Alav Mayim Chayim El Keli. They learned out you should put in the live water into the kli. Shetehechi Yusam the kli. So what they learn out basically is that the spring water should go directly into the kli. That's what we learn out here. But Alma, but then it says v'nasan. It says v'nasan. You take the water. It says v'nasan. Alma tolushin minu, which is a mashma. You can take it from the kli and put it into a kli. So we have a stira apparently in the pasuk. Does the water have to go directly into the kli, or could the water go into a kli and then back and then into the kli, then to another kli that you can use for the paraduma process? So Gemara says, Alma Tulushin in here, Baha Mechubrin in here, but you said it has to be Mechubar, it has to be straight in there. So Ella, rather, Ma'ala, Hachanami Ma'ala. What they did is they made a Rash, and the Rash says they made a Dindrabanan, right? Ba'alma, Ella Ma'ala, Ba'alma Humidrabanan, Shetechiyusam the Kli, Vasmucha Rabanan Akra. Really, the Raisa, you can just take it from one Kli into another Kli. Chachamim made a Ma'ala in the process that it should go directly from the spring into the kli. But you see now, when it comes to kedushin type 5 things, they make a mila. So too, what with our case? What was our case before? Our case was with the truma. That is aims real the truma. That it still maintains its status because they made a mila when it came to these more holy things. And Amar Rav Shimi Bar Ashi Afanan Amitin. I'll give you another case. Tava v'Ola. Okay, so you have a guy who is, I don't know, he's tame for whatever reason. He went to mikvah at night. Tava v'Ola. He comes up. Trying to make a big deal about Allah, meaning that it's only after he comes out of the mikvah that he has this status, not when he's actually in the mikvah. So Tav of Allah, Ochal b'Meiser, he can now right away eat b'Meiser. Now Heriv Shemesh, now he has Heriv Shemesh, the night came, he now can Ochal b'Truma, he can eat Truma, but b'Truma in b'Kachim lo, but he can't eat Kachim. When can he eat Kachim? Certain times you need to bring a carbine, bring other items, things to make Kachim. So why not? He already went to mikvah, he's Tahar, right? Right, Amai, why can't he eat it? Tarhu. So Ela Ma'ala Hachanai Ma'ala, there's a Ma'ala. Rashi says that basically this is a Ma'ala D'Araisa though, if you think about it. This isn't a Din D'Rabban that he can't eat Kachin until later. That's D'Araisa. He has to bring a Metzora or a Zav, whoever it is, they have to bring Karbanos. Well, that's in the Torah. So it's a Ma'ala, but this looks like a Ma'ala even D'Araisa. So Amar Rashi, and so too by the Truma, we say by Truma. What? It's more Chumar. When it comes to Kachin, we say it's more Chumar.
Then
he's Tahor. Like it is. The Torah also, we have an example, Midoraisa, where the Torah says.
You
could be a Nazir, it could be a Matzor, it could be somebody. You have to bring a karma.
But he's not done.
Right. So that's the same question. That's the same question he's asking. We're talking about where you made a stringency. The Rabbanan took a regular thing and made a stringency.
Right.
Here, this is just a rule.
Right.
He's so they're saying here. Rashi says, right, Rashi says it's a zav, you'll let this. He says, the Abu Rabbanan Maila Kachim, a filo me de oraisa. I don't understand what that means. The Rabbanan made a Maila of a Kachim, even me de oraisa.
Yeah, because in those parts, you're not finished complete until after you give him the carpet.
Right.
But in a Tuba Yom, a regular guy who gets himself coming for something, he's definitely done.
Right.
We have added thing on
to but he's just saying that it's not that we have added things.
Yeah,
the rule is that they're added things. It's me
derives
to the Torah.
So you see
that the Torah makes
saying,
the mile is the Torah says in order to eat Truma you only need A. In order to eat Kachim you need A plus. So the Torah says that Kachim is even more chomer than things.
Yeah, but you can't eat it
until
the time.
Exactly.
So what's the mile?
The mile is that you see that the Torah views eating the Kachim more stringently than eating anything else. Because it requires you to bring a carbon. So Amar Rav Ashi Afanan Nami Tanina. I also have to learn that you see there's a mile by kachim. The pasuk says veha basar. This is it's like kol tahor lo yochol. You're not allowed to eat something that becomes tame. And it is Rashi says vav yisira larabus eitzim levonos al kodesh l'tumah. That there's an extra vav veha basar comes to include the frankincense and the wood. Larabus is eitzim levonos. So the Gemara says, "Eitzim levona, but they eat meaning who? They're not food. How do they become tamei? So this is what the concept we mentioned before, which is chibas hakodesh. The Gemara says, "Ela hachinami ala." They made a milo when it came to these items. That the fact that they are kodesh, the chibas hakodesh allows them to become tamei. And then that was the machlokas Rashi talks to us whether that's a din d'oraisa or a din derabanan. And so too, in our case, about the truma, that when you plant it, when you plant the truma, it still maintains its rachila status. Okay. Next mishnah. Now I'll get into the next part of the parak. We're talking about actual matzah a little bit. Talk a little bit about Pesach. What may or may you not use to make matzah that to be yotze the mitzvah on the first night of Pesach? So elu dvarim, these are the things she'adam yotze behei deichel basah, using these ingredients. What are they? You can make matzah out of chitim, you know, you can make it out of wheat, the se'orin, make it out of barley, the kusmin, commonly known as spelt, the shifon, which is rye, and the shibolo shua, which is commonly known as oats. These are the five grains. These are what you can make. These are what you can make your matzah out of, right? The yotzin b'demai, and even if you had demai, right? What's demai? Rashi says again, it's tvu, right? Stuff that you know, you will be able to know demai right away if you learn it by yourself. Demai is, Rashi says, tvu hanlekachas from Amaretz. It's produce that's taken from the Amaretz. V'hinikras demai, because demai, we don't know what it is, because it's suffik isra, suffik lo isra. We don't know what they took off meiser. They definitely took off truma. Truma is all they take off. There's a suffik where they take off. They took off meiser. There's a suffix that made you take off ma'aser from it. If you ate matzah from this demai, you still yotze. Because rov ha'me'aretz are, which is just a takana. We say that you can't. If you happen to eat it, then, or, I don't know, happen, or maybe deraisa, but maybe, if you ate matzah from demai, you were yotze. Ube ma'aser rishon shenitla trumaso. Now, you have the ma'aser rishon that was given to the Levi, he took off his truma, right? Because again, you take off truma. Then you give Meiser Rishon to the Levi, and the Levi takes off Trumas Meiser and gives that to the Kohen. So when the Levi takes off his Trumas Meiser, now you can eat, you can take, anyone can eat the Meiser Rishon that was given to the Levi. It doesn't have a status of Hekesh like Truma. So that's, you can be, if you eat from that, from Meiser Rishon to the Truma, so you are Yotze. Gemara's going to ask, that's Pasha. All these things, Gemara's going to go through, but what's the Kiddush in each of these lists, in the list? Meiser Sheni, the Hekesh Sheniftu. And if you have Meiser Sheni, which is supposed to be brought to Yerushalayim, but you can't bring it to Yerushalayim, so you impode it. Yeah, you went down a little bit. Umayish Shane had to Shaniftu, or Hector Shaniftu, it was Nifta. You can use it. Well, it makes sense also. If it was Nifta, then it's Kulin. So what's the problem? What does it ask? Number two, the Hakohanim, and the Kohanim themselves, the Chalu Betruma. If the Kohanim receive the Chalu, though, when they receive Truma, they can use that for their matzah. Avalo Betethel, they can't, right, but Chalu Betruma. That's what they can eat it. Rashi says, Aval Yisrael with Truma lo, a Jew, a regular Yisrael, cannot use Truma for his matzah. Remember the distinction to what we did with Eirvin, where the Eirvin could use, you could use Truma for your Eirvin. But here you cannot use it for your matzah. Kidayolach will come on, because we're going to learn later on. The Pasuk says, Lo socha lav chamet, shivashem into olav matzah. Misha ein, no, you have to, there's a connection between what's matzah and what's chamet. He says over here, Misha ein muzra al chimutzo, ela misham chamet, atayotze bo yidei chobas matzah. The only thing you can use is something that the only issue that you would have on this product would be chametz. If there's another problem with this item, then you can't use it. So here's another problem is that it's truma. The Ran simply says it's mitzvah b'aveira. Right? It's mitzvah b'aveira. I can do it. So, right. And it has to be told to do. How come this is a mitzvah b'aveira? And you know, you take the shofar of an ola and you blow that.
And if you talk about Mitzvah Shema Baveira, why is not mentioned that you're not allowed to use stolen items?
Well, right now we're not talking. We're just talking about the what type of produce you're using. We're not talking about anything outside. Okay. Aval, however, lo betevel, something that didn't have truma taken off of it, you may not use for matzah. The lo b'maaser rishon shelo nitla trumaso. The maaser rishon believed that the truma was not taken off. Again, that's tevel. The lo b'maaser sheni v'hekdesh shelo niftu. You can't use maaser sheni or hekdesh that was not redeemed. Now, chalos hatoda urikike nazar. Let's say a guy's a baker in the base of Hekdesh. He pre-bakes for people or for himself. Remember the Torah had 40 loaves, 30 of which are matzah. So chalos hatodah rikike nazir, the wafers of the nazir. Now if hasan la'atzmon, Gemara is going to explain this later. But if he makes these lechem toda and the nazir for himself, right? Ein yotze behen, he's not yotze. Rashi says b'afilu lo shachar hazevach alem. Even if he didn't shech the carbon related to them, the lo kara shem alem el she'asam ledas kain. He did it specifically for carbonos, then he can't use them. But a son limkor b'shuk yotze behen. But if he had them and he wants to sell them to other people for them to use as lachmei toda or kikei nazir, and he doesn't sell them, then he can use them, because he hasn't really, Marzen explained, but he hasn't really established what they're for yet. He just wants to use them as to sell, so they're still technically his, and he can use them. Okay? Tana, learn in a brisa. Kusmin, right? Kusmin, which we established as spelt, is min chitin, is similar, is from the species of wheat. Shibol shual and shifon, which we say were oats and rye, they are part of seorin. That's min seorin. Nafkamina, what does that mean? What's for that? What? Rashi says, le'inyon truma, le'gabe truma, because we say, de ain't tormin min al she'ain amino. You can't take truma for like oranges and apples. You have to be apples and apples. So if you want here, it's telling us now, v'tormin chitin al kusmin. Here, if you have wheat, and you have, if you have wheat and you have spelt, you can take truma from one for the other, because they're still all part of the same min. That's what Rashi says. Okay? This machlokes, other Rishonim say it doesn't do with truma, it has to do with challah, we'll learn with Rashi. Right. Now, Gemara says, kusmin, what are kusin? Kusmin is gulba, right? Shifon is disra, and shibolashual is shivlitala. It's those were more common terms to use to define these items in the times of the Talmud. Great. So the Gemara says, hani in, these five species you could use for matzah, but orez, rice, and dochan lo, and millet, whatever that is, rice and millet, you may not use for matzah. So the Gemara says, we know hani mili. How do I know this? So Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, the chain town of the Bei Rabbi Shmuel, the chain town of the Bei Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, Amakra, the Pasuk says, lo socha alav chametz shivas yamim. Do not eat chametz for 7 days. Lo tochalav chametz, and do not eat chametz, shivas yamim tochalav matzos. For 7 days, eat matzos. The hekesh from chametz to matzah. So dvarim habayim lidei chimutz, something that can become chametz, adam yotze beheni dei chavaso. That a person can use to be yotze his mitzvah of matzah. Yotze chavaso with matzah. Yotzu elu comes to exclude these, orez and dochan, rice and millet, she'ein boyin lidei chimutz. They don't come to chimutz. Rather, if you try to ferment them, elu lidei sirchon. They become sirchon. They get singed, they get burned, they get ruined. It doesn't actually rise to the point of being chametz, of being leavened. It doesn't become leavened. That's what it says. So rice and millet can be used because they don't come to the chimutz.
So you're allowed the rice.
Okay, so I brought in Svarim today because here is the source basically. Kidneys. Gemara says you can use rice. What's the problem? What's the problem with rice? Okay, so first we go to the Ritva. Ritva, which is a surprise I had, because I had the Ritva and Makos. Apparently the Ritva and Makos is in the back of the Ritva and Makos. So I got a new safer. So the Gemara says, Yesh Pershim, the Hakika Amar, that says, Einav, some explain it to mean, when he says, Einav Ba Lidei Chimutz, doesn't mean that it's not Aser. This doesn't come Lidei Chimutz Gomor, Lishchayev Alav Karis. But still, Eli de Nuksha becomes Chametz Nuksha, which we'll learn about later in the third parak. The Ikalai Issud Rabbanan. There's a sort of an Issud Rabbanan. There's an Issud Chametz. But he quotes, Aval Matzinu Minhag Pasha Bechol Svarad. It's a minog in all of Spain. She'ochlim Pesach Org Mavushal. They eat cooked rice. V'somchim Mazel Divrei HaGaonim She'amru She'ein Machmitz in Klal. So Mechon the Gaonim. I don't know why it says the Gaonim that say it's not Machmitz at all. The Gemara says it's not Machmitz. But we're showing how the Gaonim interpret the Gemara to mean that it doesn't become Chametz at all. Ukidamrina, like we say, She'ein Bon Me'eli De Sirchon. V'chein Mashmo Me'hod De Garsa Ben Nusra Dukni Masnisin Lo Rav Yochanan. We'll see that our Mishnah is not like Rav Yochanan, because Rav Yochanan, the next line says that Orez is Aser. So Shema Mino, that the Mishnah says it's Mutter means it's Mutter. He says Aser, then what we say is Mutter. So it's Mutter. V'kein halacha, and he says that's the halacha, and that's how the Rambam paskens, that's how the Rosh paskens, that's how the Rabbeinu Chanan paskens, that's how the Rif paskens. That it is mutter. Mikol makom, the Ritva says. Reason number one why you can't use rice. Sarech li zohir me'od. You have to be very, very careful when using rice. Shrei nimsa ima orez min hakusmin tamid. Always, spelt is always found within the rice. The im nishar sham afilu gargar achas. Even one piece of kusmin is found. Once you cook it together, it's chametz. It's also mashu. That's the checking, right? Lachain sarach livdok also pam achar pan beim godol. You have to check it time and time again. That how long? Right? The harbeim and chasidim. Many of the chasidim nimnu leachom hem pesach mevusholim. They did not eat at all. Why? Bnei irbuvim she'osim imahem, because of this mixture. This mixture will come in, and maybe you have a problem. So number one, you're worried about that there might be a mixture of other stuff inside. Okay, this gets to the quinoa issue, it gets to all these things. Reason number two, in the smack, the smak and mitzvah right reish chav days, and on the bottom there are notes from, I believe it's Rabbeinu Peretz. Is that who it is? Okay, the smak says as follows. It's very difficult. The smak, already one of the Bali Tosos says it's a min of kadmon that people do not eat this orez. So he's 1100, so this is an old minhag. So how old is this minhag? Maybe it's a lot older than the Gebras minhag, but still, it seems to be a more powerful minhag. The mistama lo, no one was noeg. What?
He's already now oppressed.
Yes.
Fascinating, because I thought the earliest source for
Mordechai is quoting the smak. Uh-huh. It's the Mordechai quotes this Rabbeinu Peretz. It's the more weird from the Mordechai also. I'll read it here.
At the later.
But the Mordechai is a compilation. He's in the 1200s more.
Right.
He's a Talmud. The smak is older. Mordechai is quoting. It's only a generation or so before.
Uh-huh.
I think maybe two. Right. It's very difficult. The mistama lo nogu isra machmas chimutz atzmo. No one says that it comes chametz. I can't. Right, the low tau b'dvar shai tinokos rabeis rabbanon shalom do alachu yodim the ikav hedge b'psachan in b'dei chimitz. Not going to make a mistake that even the tinokos know it doesn't come chametz. We all know kidneys does not become chametz. The Gemara says it doesn't come chametz. Ki im yechamish aminim lechein nira. Therefore, I say the kaiyim haminog will esar kol kidneys b'pesach. You have to be asar all kidneys on Pesach. Lo machmas chimitz atzmon, not because it comes chametz. El mitam zeruhu the cave on the kidneys masi kedera. Kidneys is cooked. Right, v'daga nami ma'isa kederahu kedaisa.
There's a concern
that
they get confused between one and the other.
There's another reason here to do it. Caveman, the idea of Isaacadera. He says, and sometimes they make pas out of them, they make bread out of them. Okay, so he says, Uminag Hagunhu, Lizar Mikol Kitnios, Kidaprecious, Afilu Mechardel, even for mustard, we shouldn't have a Mide Dimidgun. Okay, so that's why he says that Kitnios is no good. Again, that's supposed to go now to go. And also, what about derivatives, kidneys, derivatives, what about that? Corn syrups, Coca-Cola changes their ingredients. Some cases for us, they take out the corn syrup and actually do the sugar. They all do those things. What that's another sugya. But we'll go to the Shulchan Aruch, says exactly what we know. Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tafnun Gimel and Sip Aleph, he says, Edel Dvarm Shiotzer Midechobas Matzah, what can be Yotzer Matzah with? Chitim, Sorum, Kusm, Shvot, Shuel, Shifon, right? The Minog is Lechatil to use Chitim. Someone has an allergy, they use. They use the spelt. Spelt matzah is used a lot. All right. He says, don't use rice. Vishar mina kidneyos can't be used for matzah. But because v'gam ein abayim lechimutz, they don't become chametz. They can't be used for matzah, but they don't become chametz. And therefore, umutter lasos mehem tasha. You can use rice. No problem, Shulchan Aruch says. But the Rambam makes it clear, three different languages. Number one, v'ish osrim. Right? V'ham minig v'ashkenos lahachmir. The ain lashanos, right? Don't do it. It's usher. The minhag is to usher. Don't change it, right? Meal pashut the ain osrim b'di'evit. If you need to, you know, with the people to maybe milk and the formula, things like that. It's kidneys. It's not chametz, but that it's definitely not chametz. The imnachul tochatashel it falls in. It's mutter. You don't have to worry about it. The Mishnah Brewer brings down what's the reason why it's usher. It's going to bring down both reasons: the reason we saw in the ritual and the reason we saw in the smak. He says lo meikra dinhu. That's usher. El chumra shechmir aleihem. Right, it's a chumrah. Why? Shalafameim tvu ma'urav b'mine kinyos. Sometimes it's mixed together. Right? V'i efshra livar yarfe, yafe, but asli de chimutz, ki she'afam oy vashlem. That's reason number one. No, because if it's mixed with other chametz items, there's other stuff. He says it, that's what the Ritva says. It's always mixed together. If you don't check,
right.
Exactly. And also, shakama pavim tochim ma'orez v'sham nikimis kemach. Sometimes you make flour out of it. The kavam opim, you make these rice breads out of it. The ika hedyoti v'amar tzuva shelo yafino ben kemach zel le kemach shomi ne dogan. I'm gonna make a mistake. Whose sheet does that? That's the smak. That's the smak. I just. Yeah. Who? Yeah, the fair lachem is the third reason. He says. He brings a rabbeinu benoach, right? He brings these things, and then he says, "Matzadi kosh yishmin echal nikra vitzash." Somehow they grow together. There's this one type of thing. There's these types of chitim. They get confused between these things. Depending on the weather, depending on the rain, there's different. One thing grows, another thing doesn't grow. Okay. Just to let you know, Menachem, it's the Mordechai does quote the smak. But the Mordechai is in Simon, second parak. Sorry. Tough Kuf Peches. And there he quotes over there, he does quote the Smak. He says Gisi. He says I'm Gisi Harav Yitzchak Mikor Bil Kasa B'Sefer Mitzvos Katzar. His brother-in-law. That's what he says Gisi, right? So that's what he quotes over there. Okay, so that's this. That's just in a nutshell. That's the beginning. That's the in a nutshell. Some Amrakomos about Kutnius. Okay. Fine. So now, Misei Masnisin, who says you're allowed to use the rice. The Lok Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri does not go according to the Shita of Yochanan ben Nuri. The Amar, who says Oriz min Daganu, who says Oriz is a grain, the Chayavin of Chemitzo Kares, and Yechayev on Oriz Kares.
I guess we'd have to make the Al-Nithyon, or make an Hilchos Brachos, you'd have an Afkamina as well.
Why did all that according to this one, all these problems, why
did
it says here that
it becomes Chonet? Only Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. We don't hold it. Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Okay, the sign you learn a brayse that says Yochanan Uri Oser Ores V'Dochan. He says Ores and Dochan are Oser. If they shekar lachachmitz, because they karav lachachmitz. So what does that mean? What does karav lachachmitz mean? So you buy a loo shekar lachachmitz means the kadmu machmitz. It's karav, meaning it's quickly to become chametz. Oh, Dilma karav lachachmitz, right? Karav lachachmitz havei b'chametz gomer lo havei. Gets close to being leaven, but not exactly leaven. So the Gemara says no. Tashma the Tanya Amar of Yochanan Uri Ores Mendoganhu v'chayavan alchimutzo karis. Therefore, it's real chametz. Yichayev kares, but Adam yotze bo yidei chavasa bePesach, and you'll be yotze yichayev on Pesach if you use it for matzah. The Kain Harabi Yochanan ben Uri Omer Krumis chayavis bechala. This item called krumis is chayev bechala, meaning it's real meaty dagon. So my krumis, what's krumis? I don't know what it means. Omer Avai, it's shitznitza. So my shitznitza. Omer Papa shitznitza demistacha bini kalanisa. It's this produce, like it's this grain that's found amongst the Kalanisa. Okay, what does he say the Kalanisa is? I bet he doesn't translate anything other than Kalanisa. Poppy. Oh, it's poppy, okay.
Yeah.
It doesn't translate the other words.
So rice is not a problem, you have to be careful with it, right?
Rice is deichimut, so you yotzi deichova, and if it becomes chametz, then you, right. But, right, it's flip side of the same halacha. If it becomes chametz, you can be yotzi with matzah, as long as it doesn't become chametz.
Well,
it has to have the properties to be able to become leavened.
That's
anything that happens.
That's the description of kidneys. Anything that can mimic.
That's what the smock said. You get this confusion. Something that can right. that looks like it.
So rice itself is not a problem. What about it? Now you mix them with other things.
Right. We just read two answers.
Rice itself.
No one says rice is chametz. Right. It's not chametz. Right. It's kidneys. Kidneys is asumed in minhag. The minhag is either we said sort two reasons. Reason number one is because there's other stuff that's mixed in with it. Reason number two is because people can get confused between that and other items.
According to
Yochanan ben Nuri,
it's
a legitimate problem. Wheat also you can eat as long as it doesn't become chametz.
Now, which other minhag do you have in Klal Yisrael that's divided into the Sephardim hold, but the Ashkenazim don't? I mean, this is.
We'll do another one today about matzah shira. We'll do another one today about using matzah, eating matzah on Pesach made out of fruit juices.
But who holds by that?
Sfarim can do it.
They do?
Yeah, we'll see in a minute. That's why when Erev Pesach Chal Yom Shabbos, they eat, sometimes they eat matzah shiva.
They
eat egg matzah. Ashkenazim don't. Plenty of things like that.
Well, by the way, I think myself right. There are very few things that are fundamentally
different. Bishul Akum is a huge problem for Sfarim. You go to a lot of the restaurants that we go nowadays, they don't have Bishul Akum because the mashgiach comes in and turns on the flame and he walks out. Sfarim, that's not good enough. You have to do an actual more process. A friend of mine, a very serious guy, he can't eat in half the restaurants because he finds out that the only thing they do to get rid of bishul akum is to turn on the oven. It's not enough for him. There are plenty of things. In all of Ravadja's tshuvas, you have, what you're saying now is like totally separates that. You have ochle kidneys guys and the non-ochle kidneys guys, and they can't get married. Right? It's like a Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel type thing, even though they did marry each other. Yeah. All right. So, I mean, gebrochs, look at gebrochs. It's even more stringent. You have people who don't eat kebrachs. Won't step into the house of people who eat kebrachs. But you walk into a house of a Sephardi.
Nah, that's not
wrong.
To
eat.
Eat there.
It depends. Then you're not really machmir.
We just don't eat.
We. Okay. So now. Touch.
So don't eat. Don't brock.
So Amar Rava Bar Baruchana Amar Reish Lakish. Isa, a dough, shenilosha, which is needed, biyayim with wine, shemen udvash, with wine or oil or honey, ein chayavim al chimutza karis. If it becomes leaven, you're not chayav karis. Yossi, so that's what he says. What's the reason why? So Yossi, Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua, come made Rav Yidi bar Avin, Yossi, Rav Yidi bar Avin, come in Amnim. So they're sitting in front of Rav Yidi bar Avin, and Rav Yidi bar Avin is dozing off. And as we all know, because we've seen many times, it's the guy who's sleeping who's going to jump up and give the answer. So Amale Rav Huna, Bered Rav Yeshua, Rav Papa, my time with Reish Lakish. What's the reason why Reish Lakish says that this Isa that is needed in, I guess it's May Peros, with wine or not, or without water, right? Why is that mutter? Why is that not chayav kares? So Amrale, the Amar Kra, the pasuk says Lo Socha La Chametz, right? And Shivas Yom Tochel Matzah. So Dvarim Shadam Yotze Behen Yidei Chovah B'Matzah Chayav Machi Mutzah Kares. Only if you Yotze the Mitzvah Matzah with it, would you be chayav kares? V'ha'ho'yo V'ein Adam Yotze B'Dei Chovaso. You can't be Yotze Yehovah with matzah that is needed with oil or wine or vinegar or honey. Why? The Havli Matzah Shira. That's Matzah Shira. And we can't do matzah shira. Rashi says, why? Rachman amar lechamoni. It has to be poor man's bread. Poor man's bread is only dough and flour and water. Not adding any of these other ingredients. So therefore, in chayav machi musa karis. Therefore, it becomes chametz. If it leavens, you're not chayav karis. So Esi Rachman amar lechamoni. So they asked that. He says, wait a second. Him chiyu v'gamu. Let's say you took this, I don't know, this wheat, this matzah or a piece of bread, and you, I don't know, you liquefied it, I guess, and then you drank it. Seems to be what the case is. Imcho v'gamu, im chametzu onish kares. If it's chametz, you chayav kares. V'matzahu ein adam yotzei chovaso b'pesach. But if it's matzah, not yotzei your chov on Pesach. But wait a second. You just liquefied the thing. You didn't add water to it. You just pulverized it until it got liquidy. So you're not gonna find the minimum of rocks in the Gemara. Okay, so that's fine, and that's not a kasha. I don't know.
Yeah, he said it's dissolved in water.
Dissolved in water. Okay. So and he ate it. So im chametzu, if it's chametz, meaning it's not chametz by itself. Listen, no one's gonna say ayik gebrach. Okay, I'm clear of it. No one's gonna say, even gebrach people say you're gonna find that min in the Talmud. It's not there.
Find the other way.
What? Yeah, you'll find the other way.
Yeah.
Okay, but so what? But they're intellectually honest. It's not in the Gemara. It's a later minhag. It's a later minhag. That's all. There are plenty of minhagim that are later than the Gemara. Just there are. It's another one.
Wow, I'm being fair to.
Anyway, so.
Because I think I'm beating all over the place. Thank you very much.
Only here, because we're all Kalta Litvox, even though we haven't started. So, Bahahacha, the Ein Adam Yosef Havasim Matzah, Bechayav Machimus Akaris. I broke the correlation. This is something that you're not Yotzi Dechayav Matzah, but if it's Chametz, Chayav Karis. So the whole correlation messes up. I don't know what the Kasha is, because here what you end up doing is you're drinking.
No one says you can get your mitzvah of matzah by drinking.
It's a Chilas Matzah. You're not allowed to consume any chametz, but you have to eat matzah. And here you're not eating matzah, you're drinking it.
What happens if you would have left it?
What?
What happens if you would have left this dissolved mixture with rice?
It's already baked. It's already. That's what I think the case is. It's already this. It's already made into something, and then you liquefy it.
In the first case, it's a grain. It's a grain of
potty. Is it baked, right? Yeah, I thought so. It had to be chametz. It has to be im chametzu. If it's chametzu, that means it's already leavened. It already became. It's a dumb product of some sort. Okay. So now isprabu Rabbi Di Baravin. So Rabbi Di Baravin wakes up. This is always the guy. It's always that guy who wakes up. Amar lo, he says, Dardaki, my children, Hainu Tamid the Reish Lakish. This is the reason why Reish Lakish says you can't use these. You can't be yotze yuchiyuv on with yayin shemesh with vash that's needed with yayin shemesh vash because the habi le me peros it becomes me peros, right? It's me peros or me peros ain machmitzin, and me peros does not leaven. It doesn't become chametz. Oh, me peros ain machmitzin. So what does it mean ain machmitzin? And me peros ain machmitzin, then you have no problem with chametz with egg matzah or fruit juices and stuff like that. So machlokes again, Rashi's brought down and Toso says, right, ain machmitzin hainu lischayev karis. It's not machmitz to become chayav karis. However, because I mean in the hedge, in chayav machmitz to karis, of alav ispe, but still an isser. There's still alav. There's no karis, but there's still alav. Then, if you go a little further down, in the third short line in here, it says, aval mei peros, this is a cheat of Rabbeinu Tam, shari, it's totally mutter. De mei peros e machmitz in mashma de sharin and legamre. It's totally mutter. The chayav peros Rabbeinu Tam, the e machmitz kol ikar. It's totally mutter. And there's a sheet of the Rambam who says that mei peros by itself was not machmitz, but if you add any bit of water with the mei peros, then it becomes machmitz right away. So, Shulchan Aruch time, tough stomach phase. Tav Samav Beis. Aleph. Mechaber says, May peiros below mayim, without water at all, ein machmitzin klal. You can't, it doesn't become chametz at all. Umutro lechol b'pesach, you can eat on Pesach, matzah shin nulushin mei peiros, afilu shal kol ayom. Aval ein yotzi dechol basa, v'ilad yotzi yichol. Why? It's lechemoni, not lechemoni, it's matzah shira. V'pnei shi matzah shira, v'kro kasav lechemoni. The Ramah, who can wait till Simon Dala to answer, he says, Haga, you should know. Note, the Medina's Elu. Ain no gim nulosh mei peiros. You can't have it at all. The ain lishanos except for shasat chak l'tzarfe kolos. We don't use Ashkenaz. Do not use matzah shira on. They don't use egg matzah on Pesach. Ram Mishabur brings down. He says the chachoshishin lechatchil as far as hani poskim the sfira lei the mei peiros kolos gaide gam came achmitz and maharim gam came lahachmitz. Seems to be that this the chumra is based on Rashi, which says it's still an isser. He says but gam choshim also choshish. Shema is arav behem imas mayim. There needs to be a little bit of water gets in, and that we saw according to the Rambam would make it chametz. But Mishnah Berurah says the word kilechul yama machmetz. I don't know if it's a chul yama because Nias Daiti Rabbeinu Tam says it. Says straight away. Mishnah Berurah says chul yama says if you put a little bit of water it becomes chametz. I didn't see that in Rabbeinu Tam. I think that's a sheet of the Rambam and other Rishonim. But another issue when it comes to the difference between Sfaradim and Ashkenazim.
Here
it goes, what's Rashi Shita? Is that you're not chayav karis, but still in Israel. Still in Israel. So you can't use it on Pesach. If you ate it, you're not chayav karis, but karis is not the only thing that you have to be aware of. You can't do any other serum. Motulagamri. Okay. Then the Mishnah said, Yotzin bidmai. You yotze bidmai if you make your matzah out of dmai. Ube maiser, right? Or maiser, right? Yotze bidmai. Ube maiser rishon shenitla chumaso. Okay? So Gemara says, Demai, what's Demai? Halo chazile. If you can't eat Demai, this is the Rabbana, you're not allowed to eat Demai. So how can you be Yotze Yomitzvah? So Gemara says, we've seen this before. Anytime we have this list, we have the same Gemara. This Gemara comes up. He said, number one, Demai is the Ibari Makil Nesche, because theoretically you can be Makil all in the Chasim and become an Ani, right? Have an Ani, but Ochel Demai. And right, the Ibari Makil Nesche, have an Ani, but Ochel Demai, Hashanami Chazile. So therefore, right now, we view it as if it's Roy for it, because he can theoretically eat it. But Mitzvan, because we learn in the Mishnah, in Demai, third parak of Demai, Ma'achil and Esa'aniyim Demai, you can feed the Aniyim Demai, the Esa'achsanyim Demai, and the soldiers that are coming in to protect you, you can give them Demai. Right? The Amar Rav Huna, Tana Beishamay Omrim, Ma'achil and Esa'aniyim Demai, the Esa'achsanyim Demai, Beishamay says you may not, but still Omrim Ma'achilim, you can. So over here, since it's theoretically possible for you to eat the Demai, you'll be Yotze Yechov. The question is whether that's the Raisa, whether that's the Chachil or B'diyam. Can you Lichachil use Demai, or does it mean that if you ate it with Demai, then you were Yotze Yechov, you don't have to go back and do it again. All right. Next one is Maaser Rishon Shenitla Trumaso. The Maaser Rishon that the Truma was taken off of it. Wait a second. Maaser Rishon that the Truma's Maaser was taken off. Well, that's Mutter. So what's the finish? Gemara says Pshita. He says because the Keva didn't Shenitla Trumaso. Once the Truma's Maaser is taken off by the Levi, Chulin Have. He's Chulin. So once through our case, we've seen this. I'm saying many times. Plenty of times. I think I get this Gemara every time. He says Lo Tzricha Shek Dimu Bishibolim. Right, the dimu b'shivolim, but not lahim eir chumas ma'isim, and not let them in chumla gedola. What happened is the Levi jumped the gun. The Levi went to the fields. He took off. Basically, what happens is, let's say you have 100 bushels. So it's supposed to be that you give like 2% to the kohen, like the ayin yafa. So then there's 98 bushels. The Levi gets 9.8 from those bushels. What the Levi did here is he went to the bushels and he took off his 10% right away. So now he's getting 9.8. He took 10, and then he gives a tenth of that to the Kohen. But basically he forced the Kohen to lose that 2% that he would have gotten otherwise, because now you're not chayav in Shulman Gadol anymore, but we can see. So what happens is, Maaser, he says, the Kavish another Trumaso, he took his Maaser from the field, and then took from his portion and gave to the Kohen the Trumas Maaser. No, he took it.
He took it, right?
The Kavan, that's his.
Oh,
it's
his field.
I don't know if it's his field or it's his. It's, it belongs to him, the Trumas Meiser. So the Kavan, you're worried about a Gzela issue, yeah. A Geneva issue. Okay, I hear. The Kavan should not the Trumaso Chulin Have, because once he took his Truma off, Lo Shikim Bushibol, the other man Trumas Meiser, but Lo not the man Trumas Gedola. Uk the Rabbi Yavol, and similar to it goes according to Shit Rabbi Yavol, the Amar Rabbi Yavol, Amar Shimain Lakish, Meiser Rishon, right? Meiser Rishon, like Dimu Bushibolim, if he took off Meiser Rishon, when it's still in the field, it's potter from Shurim Gedola. You're potter from Shurim Gedola. So the Chiddush is telling us over here that even if you had this case where the Levi jumped the gun, that you still can use it, because now he's teaching us the din of Rabbi Avoh. Because if you take off the Maaser Levi for the Truma, then there's no, at this point in time, then there's no Chiyuv Truma, and therefore it's mutter to eat. Shenamar, the pasuk says, V'harimosem imenu Trumas Hashem Maaser min haMaaser. You take from it, right? You take from it Maaser min haMaaser, right? Sorry, Maaser min haMaaser Amarti L'chav lo Truma Gedol v'Trumas Maaser min haMaaser. From the part that the Levi gets, you only take off Trumas Maaser, but not Truma Gedol. So Amalei Rapapa Labaye Elamiata Afilu Dima B'Kri Nami Lifter. Let's say it's already in the pile, it's already in the bundle, it's harvested, and the Levi goes there first. We should also, in that case, get rid of the Truma Gedol. Mar says no. Amalei Alecha Amakra. There it says Mikol Mat Nosechem Tarimu Es Kol Trumas Hashem. Which somehow you learn out from there that it has to, in that case, you still have to give the Truma. So where it says, Umayra Issa, so why in this case do you say you have to give Truma Gedola, and in the other case you say you don't have to give Truma Gedola? So he says, Hai Idgun, Hai Lo Idgun. Well, look at the process. One place it's already considered, it's dug on, it's gathered, it's in the pile, it already had the Chiyuv, Truma Gedola on it. So if the Levi jumps the gun, doesn't matter, already the Chiyuv on there. The other case was before the time. So it never had the Chiyuv Truma Gedola on. The guy took it. He doesn't have to take Truma Gedola off of that portion. Okay? So the Mishnah's come to teach us that if you use the Maaser Rishon that has the Truma Gedola take, the Truma's Maaser taken off, even though Truma Gedola wasn't taken off because the Levi jumped the gun, you still Yotzi De Yehovah on Pesach. Okay. So now the Gemara says, Maaser Sheni and Hekdesh Sheniftev. You have Maaser Sheni, which is supposed to be born in Yerushalayim Al Yid, and Hekdesh, which is Al Yid, but you opposed it, you redeemed it. So Gemara says Pshita. Well, if you redeemed it, it's chulin. It's yotzi v'chulin. So hachu ma'eskinon. What's going on over here? She nasnas a keren below nasnas a chomish. You redeemed it. You only gave the principal. You didn't add the extra 25%. 20. The chomish is 120th, but it's the bar. The 25%. You didn't give. Right? It comes to teach us. For kamash one, the ain chomish ma'akev. Chomish is not ma'akev the pigeon. It's a penalty payment you have to pay, but that's only it's a fine, so to speak. But it's not part of the actual payment. The kohanim, the chala over truma, again, pshita. What's the problem? Truma and chala to a kohen is regular food. It's cereal. It's their food. It's theirs. So why would they not be able to go to the chol v'matzah? Fascinating. Havmina. Ma'u detema matzah shava l'chol adam ba'inan. That in order to be yotzi a mitzvah, you have to use matzah that everyone can use. Kamash malan, matzos riba. There's a riboy that you can use this. I'm trying to figure out what's the havmina. That you would have to have chametz, you have to have matzah that everyone can use. The only thing I can really come up with is that we say halach ma'anim, and the idea of Pesach is inviting everybody together. It's more of a hashkafic idea. Inviting everyone together, supposed to have the idea that you do an open door policy on Pesach. Well, if I can't have an open door policy if I'm going to use things, I would use things that no one else can eat.
If you go to a kohen's house, are you allowed to eat from a truma? Because it's his, it's giving us a matana.
You can't eat truma.
No.
The only person who can eat truma is his wife, the kohanim, the non-kohen, the zarkin, not eat truma. So it's chayav mis, may not eat. No, you can, but you may not. But that's the, what?
Right.
That's the habamina. The maskan is, doesn't matter. As long as it's mutter for you, you can have. So the open door policy of the kohanim must have other kohanim, I guess.
Bottom line, it's dangerous to go to a kohen's house.
Right. Kohanim, they get very angry, right? That's why they have to have the get makusher. You have to, they can hamaso, can. Right. Okay, now about lo betevel, you can't use tevel. So Gemara says pshita. He says lo tzricha betevel tabel midrabanan. She says zara ba'atzis shein enakov. No, it's tevel because we're talking about truma derabanan. So you would think, oh, it's only a problem. It's only tevel derabanan. Maybe you could be able to see it. Kamash one, once the rabbanan say it's also it's tevel, you can't have it. Velo b'maaser rishon shlo nitlab trumaso, and you can't use maaser rishon that didn't have a truma taken off. Well, you have Maaser Rishon, if they have a truma taken off, it can't be used. It's tevel. You have truma mixed up inside there.
Right.
So pshita, again, pashut. No, he says, lo tzricha shekdim v'kri, that the guy, the Levi went and jumped the gun, but not jumped the gun in the beginning process, jumped the gun which is already in the piles. So ma the tamek d'amalei rapapa l'abaye, maybe we'll hold like a papa step to abaye that, even in that case, there's no chiyuv of truma gedola. Kamash malon k'dishan le'no, we answer like he said, that there's a, that Truma B'Kri, when it already comes to the Kri, it's different because already the Chiyuv of Truma Gedola was Chal, and therefore it cannot use that Maaser, they cannot use that until the Truma Gedola is taken off.
The exact same case as the previous case?
No, one was Higdimu B'Shibolim, and one's Higdimu B'Kri. Shibolim when it's still out in the field, Kri when it's already in the pile. So when it's already in the pile, the Chiyuv of Truma Gedola is already Chal. And you can't, just because you jumped the gun, and you took it out of order doesn't mean you lost the chiyuv of Truma Gedola. So the Levi, in order to eat his portion, would have to take off Trumas Meiser and Truma Gedola to give it to the Kohen, and then it can too. Next case is Velovin Meiser Sheni the Hector Shlo Niftu. Okay, if they weren't Nifta, they're not redeemed, they're still Kashim. So what's the Chiddush? Again, Shita says, no, the Olam didn't Niftu. They were redeemed. So what does it mean, Omai Lo Niftu? What does it mean they weren't redeemed? Shlo Niftu Kil Chosan. You didn't do it properly. Right, in what way? Maisha Sheni Shepadol Gav Asimon. You put in a Maisha Sheni on a coin that doesn't have an image on it. It doesn't have, it's not a valid, a full valid coin. The Rahman Amavet Sarta HaKasef. Dover Sheishal Tzura. It has to have a form. It can't just be a flat coin. The Hekdesh Shechilu Agave Karka. And you were poded the Hekdesh, you machal it onto real property. That's not supposed to do it. The Rahman Amar Venasan HaKasef Vekamlo. You have to give it on money. So those things, they're redeemed, but not redeemed properly. I guess the redemption is valid, but you would have thought it's not full validity, so maybe you should be able to use that items for matzah, kamashmo, that you can.
Isn't my shame supposed to be eaten in Yerushalayim?
But you can redeem it, and then take the money.
Why don't you bring it to Yerushalayim and make it?
Of course. So if you have my shame and you're in Yerushalayim, there's no problem. We're talking about a case where the my shame is not in Yerushalayim.
Oh, okay. So you're...
If you bring it, I maybe didn't read that Rashi, but the Rashi said that somewhere.
If you bring it to Yerushalayim, you can bake it.
Of course,
right?
Of course you can. That's the mitzvah. The point is that you didn't bring it with you. Well, there are plenty of people who are not. You know, you and I are not all the time. And what? Okay, so there were people then who didn't travel. They talked about it after the Beis Hamikdash number one. So people didn't necessarily go, even though you had some people, you had Derek Rokoko, you had the Temeyim, you had plenty of people. Right. Okay, next. Tana Rabbanan. Yochol Yotze Adim Rechavoso B'Tevel Shelo Niskan. Right, you would think that a person would be Yotze his Chov with Tevel that was not taken care of. So Gemara says, wait a second, Tevel's all Niskan, that wasn't fixed. All Tevel's isn't fixed. Gemara interjects. Gemara says, Kol Tevel Nami Halo Niskan. That's the definition of Tevel, that it's not Niskan. So Ella but Tevel Shelo Niskan Kol Tzarcho. And it wasn't fixed completely. What way? Shenot Lami Mena Truma Gedola, that the Truma Gedola was taken off of it, below Not Lami Mena Truma's Meiser. That you didn't take off the Truma's Meiser to give to the lady, or you didn't take off the Meiser Rishon, below Meiser Sheni, Bafilu Meiser Ani. It has to be completely mutter. You can't just take off the Truma Gedola. Minayin, how do I know that I may not... Now, even the Meiser Sheni is interesting. Meiser Sheni says Sheimbo Shum Pedusha. Meiser Sheni is not Kaddish at all. It's not Pedusha as opposed to Meiser Rishon, which has Trumas Meiser, which is Pedusha. He says Talmud Lomar, Minai Talmud Lomar, Lo Sochal Av Chametz, Misha Isurum Yishum Bal Tochal Av Chametz, Yotza Zeh, Sheein Isurum Yishum Bal Tochal Chametz. In other words, you're only Yotze with something that, all things being equal, the only thing that's Usher here would be Chametz. But if there's another Isser attached to this item, you cannot be Yotze. You cannot be Yotze in the midst of matzah. So let's say I took everything off, but I left off them. I didn't take off Meiser Ani. Well, now there's an Isser here to eat this because it's still mixed up with the Meiser Ani. So I cannot be Yotze Mechov because there's another Isser, right?
Is there
I think you can't eat your item. I don't know if it's a Misa, but I think there's an Isser to eat your produce until you take off all the Meisers have to be taken off. Okay? The Isuro, so Gemara says, wait a second. So these things, what's the problem? We sued the chametz lehechan asla. So where did the isur chametz go? Where did the isur chametz go? We tell you. So it's only asur because of these things. It's also asur because of chametz. So Gemara says, so Amar Rav Sheshes Hamani, who's the shita like? This is Rav Shimon Hida. Amar ein isur chal isur. No, ein isur chal isur. Only one. If I already have the isur that it's tevel, the isur chametz does not fall upon it because ein isur chal isur. So you only have one problem there.
But how about the concept of mitzvah shabbat avera?
What?
Why does that not apply here?
Gemara never mentions mitzvah of avera here at all. It doesn't mention it. I don't know.
It applies for everything in sukkah.
It does. You're right. Sukkah talks about it all the time, because the ritual there in sukkah talks about the concept of ritzoy. The ritzoy don't talk about where do you apply mitzvah of avera and where do you not. I so let me just finish up. Right, the Sanya Rav Shimon Omer, Rav Shimon says, Ha'ochel nevela b'yom kippurim, putter. If you eat nevela on Yom Kippur, you putter from the chatas, Rashi says. The ain isu Yom Kippur, chal isu nevela. The nevela was first, the isu Yom Kippur is not chal on it first. Ravina Omer, no, afil tem rabbanon. Even Rabbani, you can say, who say that Isser is Chal Isser. Nevertheless, here, he's still not Yod. Say, Misha Isurum, the Kiddush is that Misha Isurum Yishum Bal Tochei Chametz Bulvad. The only thing you're allowed to use is something that only has the Isser of Chametz attached to it. Yod Zezesh, Ein Yishum Bal Tochei Chametz Bulvad, Ella Af Mishum Bal Tochei Tevel. Right? The Gemara says, Midi Bulvad Ksiv. Does it say Bulvad in the Raisa? Ella Machvar Tekad Rashashashis. They were talking about a case that's Ein Isser Chal Isser, so the only thing that becomes Usser here is because of the tablet mixed up to it. It's not Usser Midei Chametz. If it's not Usser Midei Chametz, you can't. If there's some another Isser besides the Chametz in there, if the Isser is with something other than the Chametz, you cannot use it. You cannot use it to be Yotzei Yechiv on Matzah. Okay? We will stop here. Everybody have a wonderful day. Talk about Maaseh Sheni of Yerushalayim, the next line.